French forces officially ended their mission to Afghanistan today. British troops will withdraw next year. After the fall of the Taliban, there were grand plans to rebuild Afghanistan and create a democratic state. But more than a decade later, the reality looks rather different. Paddy Ashdown recently argued that Allied forces have failed to build a sustainable state in Afghanistan and should effectively give up. And it's not only Allied troops that have been engaged in nation building. One of the biggest civilian projects has been organised by the European Union to train Afghanistan's police force, an essential component, they believe, in building a strong Afghan state. But can they succeed where other efforts have failed? The World Tonight's Paul Moss was given unprecedented access to the EU police training mission, and he sent this report.
It certainly did look realistic. On an old army base near Kunduz in the north of Afghanistan, we were taken to watch a team of police officers going through a training exercise. The woman says that her daughter has been attacked, stabbed by an unknown assailant. As the Afghan police respond to this mocked-up crime, they're guided by a team of Dutch officers, giving them advice on how to deal with a crime scene.
That guy, keep the eyewitness close to him so that he cannot disappear from here.
The Afghans seem enthusiastic, and when asked, they all dutifully insist that their trainers from abroad have plenty to teach them.
We have been trained before, but not practically. And as Afghan uniformed police, we will also explain to our colleagues what we have learned from this exercise.
The lessons that I learned were very good. We learned what a police officer can do for her society that we have in our country. These lessons were effective.
That, in essence, is what the European Union mission here is all about. The Afghan police are, of course, getting some practical tips on how to investigate crime. But above all, what their foreign counterparts are trying to inculcate is that sense of the police being a public service. Now, that might sound like rather a luxury just now. Certainly not a priority for a country that's in the midst of a vicious insurgency. But according to those running this programme, the development of community-based policing is crucial for making Afghanistan a stable and functioning country. Because up until now, people here simply haven't trusted the police. Indeed, they often see the police as being as much a threat as the criminals and insurgents that they're supposed to be catching.
What we're trying to do here is trying to offer an alternative. And an alternative is a civil police with a civil justice system that can solve people's problems.
Jeffrey van Leerman is in charge of the Dutch police team working in Kunduz.
If you go back to the Taliban period, a lot of people said why initially the Taliban was welcomed, because Taliban brought a kind of simple, basic justice system. So if they have confidence that dispute can be solved by police and by a justice system that works, the alternative of easy justice by the Taliban is not very attractive.
At another training center, we saw a group of officers receive a lecture on policing and human rights. In this case, they were being told to take more seriously the problem of violence against women. The lecture was given by an Afghan human rights lawyer employed by the EU training mission. Idris Arib is much younger than those seasoned police officers he now finds himself lecturing. But Arib insists that they, and indeed other officers around the country, are taking these lessons on board.
Violence against women existed from a long time before, but the good thing now is that these types of crimes, they are now reported and investigated. That's, I think, a big achievement for Afghan police and prosecutors.
If, as you say, this problem has been around for a long time, how easy is it to train policemen and try and change behavior?
I would say that if the Afghan police continues the work they are doing at the moment, they can really make a difference. But if you go to very far provinces and very far districts, then it's different.
In fact, you don't have to go that far. In Kunduz province itself, close to where the Dutch team are doing their training, another group of officers were themselves convicted recently of raping a sheepherder's daughter. They were members of Afghanistan's so-called local police force. Their commander denied the offence, telling the court they would never have raped the woman because she was so ugly. Such stories come as no surprise to one woman I met in Kunduz. She works with the police in a professional capacity and didn't want to give her name. But she's certainly not convinced they're the sort of people inclined to protect women's rights.
Most of the people in the police are not good people. They don't have a good character. They're not so much educated. Most of them are illiterate. So they will use bad words. Like they would say, you have a good body, what a good waist you have, what a good dress you have. So I would like to slap them.
The coffee shops of Kabul feel a long way from rural Kunduz province. Yet here in the capital, I heard a similarly bleak assessment of this country's police. Seema Ghani is one of Afghanistan's leading campaigners against corruption. To listen to her is to listen to a litany of tales of bad practice, at best incompetent, at worst downright criminal.
We're currently working on a big case and everybody's advising me to bring in extra security, but I'm not bringing the security from the police. Police can easily get bribed and they'll be the first one to attack us. I'm not saying that all of the policemen are actually corrupt, but majority are.
Now, as you know, the European Union is here in Afghanistan doing a lot of training work with the police. Do you think it's possible for outsiders to come in and change the kind of culture that you're describing?
What international community is doing here is very good. The difficulty is that when outsiders are coming and teaching us values, it's very easy for anybody, and particularly the police, to say, oh, come on, you know, he's talking about international values. I can't practice those values in Afghanistan.
The EU police mission is trying to ensure that the values it encourages are perceived as applicable here. And one of the more imaginative ways they're doing this is by helping to produce a weekly police television drama. The twist here is that the chief cop is a woman. Commissar Aminullah doesn't pull her punches, more Dirty Harry than Juliet Bravo. I watched them filming an episode of the show with a man ultimately in charge of supporting it. Hans-Jürg Haber is head of all EU missions abroad. And he is a consummate diplomat, quite frank about the challenges this mission faces, yet resolutely upbeat about its prospects.
I don't know how successful we will be in changing these values, but every direct contact with the Afghans evokes this impression that they want to be professional. We have a lot of mechanisms in place. Many people would say, if we can make the rule of law work in Afghanistan, you can make it work everywhere.
Which explains, of course, why there is so much effort to make the EU police training mission work. Some of the ambitions for Afghanistan have been scaled back. But there are still plenty of people here who do still hold out hope that Afghanistan can be a positive example, showing that outsiders can come to a country and encourage both political and social transformation. And it's not only foreigners who retain this optimism. Fahunda Karimi trained as a lawyer, and she told me proudly how impossible that would have been under the Taliban. And the future, she promised, will be brighter still, as her country, she believes, will move from learning lessons to self-reliance.
We can see people are changed. They change their minds and they want to develop themselves. The foreign countries came here and they're supporting us, but we cannot say that the foreigners will be here till end of life. So we should bring some changes to our country and we should stand on our own legs.
That report from Paul Moss.